Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, How to Describe a Time When You Felt Nervous, an IELTS speaking sample guide. The IELTS speaking test is a critical component of the IELTS exam, requiring candidates to demonstrate their ability to communicate effectively in English. The test consists of three parts: Part 1, Introduction and Interview, Part 2, Long Turn, and Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. One of the common topics that might arise in any part of the test is, describe a time when you felt nervous. This guide aims to help you tackle this question confidently and achieve a high band score by providing sample answers, valuable tips, and understanding what examiners look for. Examiners' evaluation criteria: fluency and coherence, the ability to speak smoothly and logically. Lexical resource, use of a range of vocabulary accurately. Grammatical range and accuracy, variety and correctness of grammar. Pronunciation, clarity and correctness of pronounced sounds. Frequency of nervousness questions. Questions about feeling nervous are quite common as they assess your ability to describe emotions and situations clearly. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, the examiner might ask you some questions related to your daily life, habits, and experiences. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Example question: do you often feel nervous? Sample answer: honestly, I do feel nervous quite often, especially in situations where I have to speak in public or face a challenging task. However, I try to manage it by practicing mindfulness and preparing thoroughly for the events that usually make me anxious. Part 2, Long Turn. In Part 2, you will be given a cue card with a topic and some bullet points to cover. Here's a sample cue card on our topic. Cue card: describe a time when you felt nervous. You should say, when it was, what you were doing, why you felt nervous, how you handled the situation. Sample answer: one of the most nerve-wracking moments of my life occurred 3 years ago when I had to present my final year thesis to a panel of professors. The presentation was scheduled for a Monday morning, and I had spent the entire weekend rehearsing my speech and refining my slides. Despite my thorough preparation, the thought of speaking in front of a group of esteemed academics made me extremely anxious. My hands were trembling, and I could feel butterflies in my stomach. As I stood at the podium, I took a deep breath to calm myself. I started by making eye contact with friendly faces in the audience, which helped me gain some confidence. I also reminded myself of my hard work and that I was well prepared. Gradually, as I got into the flow of my presentation, my nerves subsided, and I was able to deliver my thesis successfully. Nervous student presentation. Nervous student presentation. A photo of a student feeling nervous while delivering a presentation in front of a panel of professors. The student is standing at the podium, holding a microphone, with trembling hands and a worried expression on their face. The professors are seated in a row behind a table, listening attentively. The background is a lecture hall with a projector screen and rows of empty seats. Follow-up questions and sample answers. How did you feel after the presentation? I felt a huge sense of relief and accomplishment. The nerves had transformed into a sense of pride and satisfaction that I had overcome my fear and performed well. Do you think feeling nervous is always a bad thing? Not necessarily. Feeling nervous can sometimes be beneficial as it keeps one alert and focused. It can also push people to prepare better and give their best performance. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In Part 3, the examiner will discuss more abstract and complex ideas related to the Part 2 topic. Here are some example questions and model answers. Example discussion questions and sample answers. How do you think people can manage nervousness effectively? People can manage nervousness through various techniques such as deep breathing exercises, positive visualization, and thorough preparation. Engaging in regular physical activities and practicing mindfulness can also significantly reduce overall anxiety levels. Why do you think some people get nervous more easily than others? Several factors contribute to why some people get nervous more easily, including individual personality traits, past experiences, and even genetic predisposition. People with a high level of self-consciousness or those who have had traumatic experiences may also be more prone to feeling nervous in certain situations. Vocabulary and structures for high score. Key vocabulary: butterflies in my stomach, a feeling of nervousness in the stomach, nerve-wracking, extremely stressful, or anxiety-inducing. Trembling, shaking involuntarily, typically as a result of anxiety. Examples: butterflies in my stomach. Before my turn to speak, I had butterflies in my stomach. Nerve-wracking. The exam was a nerve-wracking experience for me. Trembling. I was trembling with anxiety before entering the exam hall. Advice for practicing and improving. Practice regularly. Engage in speaking practice daily. Use sample questions and answer them aloud. Record yourself. This helps identify areas for improvement in pronunciation and fluency. Seek feedback. Get feedback from teachers, peers, or through online platforms. Expand vocabulary. Learn and incorporate new words and phrases relevant to common IELTS topics. By following these tips and practicing the sample answers, you'll improve your ability to talk about a time when you felt nervous and other similar topics confidently and coherently. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.